Here's Goff in trouble. Ball is out. It's recovered by the Commanders. Goff gets hit. He lost it. Armstrong's the one that sacked him and punched it out. And Frankie Louvu has it.
That was part of a two-sack game for Dorrance Armstrong in Detroit in a two-touchdown win for the Commanders to punch their ticket to the conference championship game last January. Welcome back, Grant and Danny. Danny is out today. Toby Altizer is in. You're listening to The Fan. Dorrance Armstrong got off to a really slow start to the season. Did not have a sack for Washington until week four against Arizona. And matter of fact, he only had three sacks as of week 13 at New Orleans. But that was when he started to pick it up. In Washington's last four games, he had two sacks. And then went on to have 3.5 sacks in the three playoff games. Had a half sack against Tampa, two at the Lions, and then one in the NFC Championship game against Philly. Also had four quarterback hits in those three games. So just a 5-sack regular season, playing in 16 of their 17 games. And then he had 3.5 in three games in the playoffs. And I have to imagine getting back to work this offseason, the now 28-year-old defensive end who came over from the Cowboys to follow Dan Quinn had to have been motivated, feeling like he'd found something in this defense. Got to catch up with him off the practice field today to talk about his familiarity with the scheme and his comfort in year two now in Burgundy and Gold.
Last year, I feel like guys were just trying to get a feel for the defense, feel for each other, get to know each other. And now, year two, we're back with the same guys, plus a little bit more. And our brotherhood is just strong. Our connection on the field, off the field, I feel like that's the main thing that's helping us take that next step to be better.
Back half of last season and into the playoffs, you were rolling with sack count, pressures, hits on the quarterback. What did you attribute to everything kind of coming together in the second half of the season, and how do you try to carry that over?
I would probably say my preparation was a little bit more better. Obviously, the playoffs are super important, and not to say that no game is bigger than the next, but I think I upped my level of preparation.
When you say preparation, you mean like the film study or the work you're putting in on the field, or what felt different or better?
The field study, just knowing my opponent just a little bit more better, and just being able to take things from previous games and lock that in.
You've been in the league for several seasons, obviously mostly with Dallas, but you're still now in year two here where they view you as kind of their top edge. Do you feel like you still have another gear people haven't seen? Like, what is the next step for you and maybe a ceiling you haven't hit yet?
No doubt. I mean, man, all my career, I've been having guys that I've watched as a kid come in and play in front of me. So I've just been a student of the game, soaking it up from them. And I think this year is the year I'm able to put it all together.
What's going to be the key to that? You talked about adding the preparation, obviously staying healthy. Are there areas of your game you worked on this offseason? Like, what were things you went into the lab and really grinded on?
Everything. Body, mind, get off, hands. I mean, everything that helped me be better, prepare for the game, watching film, everything. It's not nothing that I don't think I left out.
Dorrance Armstrong of the Commanders on Grant and Danny. A lot of guys that came over like yourself had played with DQ before, either in Dallas or in other stops. Why do you think he's so popular with players that guys want to follow him around?
He's a hell of a player coach. You know, he take care of us way more than anybody could imagine. He cares for us on and off the field, and guys respect that.
Was that a priority for you, or is it more coincidental that the team that wanted you and paid you also had Dan Quinn, or were you saying, hey, let's figure out where Dan lands and let's go there?
I mean, it was definitely like an option, but I also had other options to explore, so I think I just went with what was comfortable.
Lastly, they bring in Von Miller. He's going to wear a gold jacket one day. Just getting to rush with him and be in the room with him. What types of things do you guys talk about, or what have you picked up on from him?
Man, we talk about pass rush all day, every day. Just from day one, I've just been soaking up the game from him because he's, like I said, he's one of those guys who I've been watching before I even got in the league. So I'm blessed to be able to be in the room with him and soak up the game from him.
Quarterback you're happiest that you've sacked, or like, you know, I think of Myles Garrett has this actual, like, graveyard. Have you seen that?
Yeah, that's dope.
Like, who's the coolest, like, headstone that you have of guys that you've sacked?
I'm going to go Aaron Rodgers. That was my first career sack.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's a good first sack.
For sure.
Appreciate you.
For sure.
Dorrance Armstrong. Going to try to start as fast as he finished last year. Welcome back, Grant and Danny. And Studio Toby is in for Danny. Ben Standing is going to come up at the top of the hour. I want to talk to Standing about a piece he wrote on Cliff Kingsbury, the offensive coordinator and play caller. Really, really good insight on Kingsbury's offseason and him watching every single play that every single offense in the NFL ran last year, which is pretty amazing. But real quick on the edge position in Dorrance Armstrong, no doubt about it, Von Miller's got to have a big year and be a closer and a finisher late in games. Cleland Farrell and Dietrich Wise are more run stuffers at this point than pass rushers. But Armstrong's significant. And Toby, when I think about this defense, and maybe they're better than we think, they're having a good training camp, you know, if they're above average or even a middle-of-the-pack defense, this should be a double-digit win team because the offense should be really good. The one thing I always stop at and say, I'm not sure, is the pass rush. I just don't know if they're going to get enough consistent pass rush to be quality on that side of the ball. What is your level of confidence in this pass rush?
Not very high, especially from the edge position, but I do think that they're going to be banking on those guys in the interior making a big-time impact. You've got some guys that are paid a lot in there. Daron Payne, they went out and signed Javon Kinlaw. They spent a high pick on Johnny Newton last year. I think that they're banking on those guys being really impactful, and you need guys like Dietrich Wise, like Dorrance Armstrong. Like, Von Miller, to me, can be an impact guy, but he's going to play such little situational snaps. But those guys on the outside, to me, need to be solid against the run, be able to set that edge. But I think they want the interior of that D-line to really be the difference makers and the playmakers on the defensive line.